Trump speaks on Iran, Michigan synagogue attack at Women's History Month event. Washington, President Donald Trump on March 12th addressed the situation in Iran and the recent attack on a synagogue in Michigan and highlighted domestic policy accomplishments during a Women's History Month event at the White House. The situation with Iran is moving along very rapidly. It's doing very well. Our military is unsurpassed, Trump said as he began his speech, adding that the United States is doing what has to be done. They really are a nation of terror and hate, and they're paying a big price right now. The president also addressed an attack at a synagogue in Michigan on March 12. Security fatally shot an armed man who rammed a vehicle into Temple Israel, a major synagogue in a Detroit suburb. I want to send our love to the Michigan Jewish community and all of the people in the Detroit area, Trump said. I've been fully briefed, and it's a terrible thing, but it goes on. We're going to be right down to the bottom of it. Trump then pivoted to domestic politics, highlighting crime reduction, tax cuts, efforts to lower prescription drug prices, and the proposed Save America Act, a bill requiring voters to present documentary proof of U.S. citizenship to vote. Throughout the program, Trump introduced several speakers, including Sheriff Michelle Cook from Clay County, Florida. Cook praised tax cuts introduced through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and the president's commitment to law and order. It's an honor to serve our community with you at the very top, Cook said during her remarks. Trump also commented on safety in the nation's capital, saying that Washington is the safest capital anywhere in the world. Trump received loud applause at the event when he spoke about his efforts to prevent men from participating in women's sports and to ban the sexual mutilation of minor youth, referring to transgender surgery procedures performed on children. We have put the world on notice that America will not allow men to compete against women in the 2028 Olympics, Trump said, referring to the upcoming Olympics that will be hosted in Los Angeles. U.S. Olympic bobsledder Kaylee Humphreys, who attended the event, gave the president her Olympic Order of ICOS medal. First Lady Melania Trump joined the president at the East Room event, attended by many women and children. During her remarks, the First Lady encouraged women to be courageous and take risks. At the conclusion of the event, Trump signed a proclamation designating March as Women's History Month to recognize the contributions of extraordinary American women throughout history